master leads by emptying people's minds and hearts, and filling their cores by weakening their ambition and toughening their resolve. He helps people lose everything they know, everything they desire, and creates confusion in those who think that they know. Yes, this is the manner of the way. It isn't that we as teachers of the way are trying to confuse you or belittle you or take away what you think is near and dear to your heart, your human heart. But we are there to help you understand the manner of your spirit, the manner of your beingness. So we are here to weaken your ambitions and bring you a sense of resolve. To resolve to change things, to stay steadfast on a path that is greater than your ambitions might be. I am here to help you lose everything. Everything you think you know, and everything that you desire. And that will create confusion and resentment in those people who think they know. You understand this? Probably not. What a blessing it is. You have worked so many lifetimes to be able to listen to this discourse, to be with me. I'm trying to help you lose everything. Everything you think you know, everything you desire and want. The devil visited a lawyer's office and made him an offer. "I can arrange some things for you," said the devil. "I'll increase your income fivefold. Your partners will absolutely love you. Your clients will respect you. You will have 4 months of vacation each year and live to be at least 100. All I require in return is that your wife, well, you give me her soul, your children's soul, their children's soul, that they may all rot in hell for eternity." The lawyer thought for a moment and asked, "Well, wait a minute, what's the catch?" "You see, we don't hesitate at all to sell out our life. If we can have what we think of as a pleasant experience here on earth, a gratifying experience that brings us a sense of self-righteousness, then we'll do just about anything. And that's how sick we have become. Most people are nihilists. They think in terms of, well, this is the only life there is. There are no consequences for this life. And the whole idea is just not to get caught. And if you can find someone who, or something, that can give you all the things you want, then you've done real well. Take it." The lawyer thought for a moment, "What's the catch? I mean, you just want the souls of my wife and children to rot in hell. Really? Well, I don't see anything wrong with that. All's good for me. Me, 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 me." This is what Lao Tzu meant when he said that the great teacher helps people lose everything they know, everything they desire, and hence creates confusion in those who think that they know. So after all the years of living in this world as you have, what do you know? We're old now. Young people think they know, but they don't know that they don't know. And they just go on blundering through, maybe like you and I did when we were younger. Maybe that's just the way it is. And now that we're old and the testosterone and the estrogen levels have gone down and the dopamine isn't working in our brains like it used to and the oxytocins aren't doing their work like they used to because we're dying. Things look different. What will you revert to? The core of your family, the psychology of your mother, your father, live in that sickness? What do you know? How do you get up in the morning and know what you're going to do? How do you live in the you of you? How do you live in there? How do you exist? You've stumbled into this human body via karma. And you have forgotten what got you into this body, and maybe you never knew in the first place. What do you know? Well, your mind will say, well, we know a lot of things, and what you're saying right now is a terrible threat, and you don't know any more than I know. I hear what you're saying. I hear you. I can sit with people and hear their thoughts. Who knew I could ever do that? But I can hear them. And why? Well, according to an ancient Indian fable, a mouse was in constant distress because of its fear of the cat. A magician took pity on the mouse and turned it into a cat. But then it became afraid of the dog. So the magician turned it into a dog. Then it began to fear the panther. So the magician turned it into a panther. Whereupon the mouse was full of fear for the hunter. At this point, the magician just gave up. He turned it back into a mouse again and said, "Nothing I do for you is going to be of any help because you have, no matter what, the heart of a mouse." Yes. We have nothing in us but the heart of the mouse. You want your life to alleviate all the fears of the heart of the mouse that lives within you. You try to use money and power and prestige, trying to be more important than what you really are. And you try to make this the way of your life, the moment of your living, day after day after day after day. You don't see the catch. You are lost and afraid because you have the heart of a mouse. Where did this come from? Many past life experiences, many, many experiences that we would rather not know about, not realize. What is the antidote? Is there an antidote? Well, of course there is. By emptying your human heart and mind, and realizing your core as love, by weakening your ambitions and strengthening, toughening your resolve to reach that core, you will realize you must give up everything that you thought was right. You must be merciful and kind, generous. Giving up desire creates the ability to no longer be confused about life, about yourself. And if you are willing to practice not doing these things, you will find, as I have found, everything just falls into place. That's what Lao Tzu says. This is the antidote, not doing. Waiting, watching, patiently, compassionately. No longer living in the heart of the mouse that has haunted you all of your lives, your many lives. Once this is realized, a great change can happen. Do you know why your life turned out the way it did? Why it keeps repeating what it repeats? Because of the mischief your human heart has led you to live. The core of you is that of fear, desire, ambition, pride. That is the essence of how you live your life. To have a resolve that is greater than these things, just to allow these things to no longer be the influence, and to look and realize that you are none of these things. You are that which cannot be taught. You are that which can only be caught as love. There are many things that can be taught to you. Right, wrong, good, bad, morals, all sorts of philosophies. But what good do they do? You still remain the same person. A person of desire that is confused. You do not really understand, nor do you have the ability to recognize that everything will fall into place if you, the you of you, the human you, stays out of your life. Don't entertain it. Don't speak to it. Don't live from it. Don't make it your life. This is very hard for people to do. They like confusion. They like chaos. They love their mischief. What's the catch? You can have whatever you want. There's just a small price to pay. That small price is the life of those around you. The thing that is most dear to you. People don't care. They just don't care. It's a me, my kind of thing. What is the heart of the mouse? It is what the magician found out. No matter what you do, no matter how many opportunities are offered to you in this lifetime to awaken, you will never be able to recognize them until you understand the great matter that lives within you, that is before you in every moment of your life. That great matter is how you and I live in fear. How you and I live in pride, in selfishness. And how we allow it to devour our very existence. Never thinking that there's anything, quote, unquote, wrong with that. To examine your life. You must begin to realize the core of you. it is about ambition. And there are many different ambitions that a person can have. I sat with a friend recently. He's an interesting kind of guy. I wouldn't say I was close to him, but we've known each other for about 10 or 15 years. He wanted to talk, so we went out and had a little coffee together. And he spieled out to me. He wanted really a free session, but that was okay. He spieled out to me everything that was going on in his worldly life, and he could never see that he just doesn't have the resolve of the authentic heart. He dips down into his emotionalism. He's in his mid-40s. And he's got everything rationed out and rationalized. He rations his money, he rations his energies, his time with people, and then he tries to understand his life from the point of view of a great confusion, and he tries to sort everything out logically and reasonably. And I listen. I don't offer him a great deal because, like the magician, he has the heart of a mouse, and I recognize this. Finally, when it was all over and we were getting up to leave, I looked at him. I said, "Are you tired of your futility? Are you tired of the way you live?" And he looked at me with a grin, and he says, "Greg, I'll never give up." Yes, he will never give up. He can't really believe that everything has and will fall into place. The future you face is the experience of what you are doing now. He has become his father. I watched him. He tells me about his father and what a putz he was in growing up. But he has become the same putz. Different flavor, but same ice cream. He's a prune. And it isn't sweet. But what can you do? You have to let people realize that everything is going to fall into place. And when it does, it may not be the way you had hoped or thought it should or would. You will realize you have missed, and then it's too late. Because you have the heart of a mouse and don't get the catch. When you are willing to lose everything that you hold near and dear within you, as right and wrong, good and bad, as the ideology of your own life and what you have created in that ideology, when you are willing to let that go, when you are willing to live beyond the comforts of thinking you're secure, when you are willing to no longer listen to that voice within you that is always looking for fast, easy, and cheap, that is when something will realize in you. And this something that will realize in you will be the practice of not doing. Instead of doing your mischief, you do everything that it may all fall into place within you. That you may find the presence of a great love that lives within you. The core of you is love. Nothing can happen to you until you give up being that person who has the heart of a mouse. Let's meditate together. Something wonderful, Lhotse says in the Tao, existed before heaven and earth were manifest. It is silent. It is sacred. It alone never changes. It acts, yet no actions happen. To it, it embraces all things as love, but it asks nothing of itself. What name do I give this namelessness? One. Do I give it the name of one? I shall call it the Tao and live in the glory of its power. Sit with me in this love. Live astray from the heart of a mouse. Thank you.